And the other interesting story is, I read recently where Mexico is becoming a really attractive place to produce high-value products because their wages are certainly lower than the United States, but their workers are remarkably productive. So actually, Mexico could become Central America, a hot place for production of higher valued products. And you can produce textiles and things, but when you start talking about producing, you know, automobiles, equipment, components for aircraft or electronics, you need a little bit different kind of a workforce.
And that's the higher value products you speak of?
Yes, and higher value is actually China's smart enough to understand that they kind of saw the writing on the wall, and they're kind of shifting away from production of things like textile products that are inexpensive, they don't have a great deal of value, and they're already moving into markets like heavy equipment, so they would compete with Caterpillar, for instance. And now right now they're not a major competitor, but sooner or later they certainly could be in the automobile industry, aircraft. So we have Boeing out there and Airbus of Europe, but there's some up in commerce. But producing those products is much higher value added, so it generates much more income and better jobs. And that's where China understands they have to go now. And then some of their industries are kind of lower value industries are going to move on. That's where we were, 50 years ago. Just moving along.
Well, you've touched on it a little bit, but talk about any major, the major changes that you've noticed in the steel industry over the past 30 years.
The major change, obviously, that people would see, two major changes really, is that the volume of steel production can still be very strong. We still produce a lot of steel, and it produces a lot of income. And it has, there's a concept in economics called a multiplier, called like a jobs multiplier, where a job in a particular industry supports other jobs. And steel has one of the largest jobs multiplier there is. So it's a really critical industry in terms of maybe not jobs in steel, but support, because of all the industries that feed into and come out the other side of the steel industry. So it's still a critical industry, but in terms of using that massive amount of manpower to produce steel, that's probably over. And people that have been here a while, longer than me, will probably remember movies or photographs of shift changes at the steel mills and the automobile plants where immense number of workers are coming and going, and I'm afraid that's probably not the case. Same thing's happening at the Ford plants over in Illinois close to us, and happened before the industry kind of shrunk around here in consumer durables like refrigerators and the like. So we're producing more. It's simply doing it with a lot fewer workers.
Yeah, how is that? How's people going to sustain that kind of a thing? How are people going to?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, the idea is, are we creating jobs some other place? And obviously, we have an immense amount of growth in the healthcare field. So then that's a very broad area is healthcare. Also, in this region, you'll see it's almost kind of a trick in terms of measuring, but a lot of the labor that used to go into the steel industry, you say, employment at U.S. Steel and ArcelorMittal is much lower. But a lot of what's being done is to contract out. So instead of having this standing large workforce, when a business needs something, like when ArcelorMittal went through its enormous upgrade, the $4 billion-plus dollar investment up the road here in Whiting, they contracted most of that out. So they will hire subcontractors for a short period of time, and actually it was for a long period of time. And the idea being is that you're not responsible for that workforce. You use them for the period of time you use them, and then the contract's over. In the old days, those workers would have been probably U.S. Steel and ArcelorMittal workers. But now you see an enormous number of small engineering firms, and by small, I just mean relative to ArcelorMittal, whether they're electric contractors, construction contractors, whatever the case might be, they contract a lot of work out that used to be done in-house. So it's not as if necessarily there's a lot fewer workers in the industry is simply that they're no longer working directly for ArcelorMittal or U.S. Steel.
So it's kind of like they're outsourced.
Yeah, that's the word.